Well, in its sharpest words yet, the Chinese military today hit out at Army Chief General Rawat's comments that India is ready to take on China and Pakistan, calling them extremely irresponsible and then reminding India of the lessons of 1962. In briefings that were held by the defense and foreign ministries today in Beijing, China today asked India to withdraw its troops from that area in the Sikkim sector, which is where the current standoff is taking place, as a precondition for a meaningful dialogue to settle things. They also maintained that the Indian army had illegally trespassed into Chinese territory. And so far, the Indian government has not said a word.
The standoff between India and China is in the Chumbi Valley area, in the tri-junction between India, Bhutan and China. The Doklam Plateau marked here is part of the Chumbi Valley, where there has been a standoff between Indian and Chinese soldiers. Just 10 to 12 kilometers north of the Doklam Plateau is the Chinese town of Yadong, a town fully connected with an all-weather road. The Doklam Plateau is just about 15 kilometers from the well-known Nathula Pass you see here. Earlier this month, China's road construction workers attempted to extend the road from Yadong to this area. This is where they were reportedly confronted by Indian Army soldiers. The Bhutanese government has also issued a demarche to China stating that it objects to a Chinese presence in the Doklam Plateau, which is close to a Bhutanese army base in the Zomplari area. The bottom line, what is India's concern? A Chinese road to the Doklam Plateau could mean that China could position artillery not too far from the Chicken's Neck region. That's the narrow sliver of land that connects mainland India with the northeast.
Well, General Deepak Kapoor, the former Chief of Army Staff, joining us on the program this evening. We also have Ambassador Hardeep Puri, India's former envoy to the United Nations. We have Mr. Jaydev Ranade back with us and Ajay Shukla here in the studio. General Kapoor, to ask you first, sir, you know, why has this flared up the way that it has at this particular point, and what can we do to diffuse things?
Nidhi, I don't think it has to be seen in isolation. I'm afraid it is something which is a part of the pattern which the Chinese have followed for the past few years. I have commanded the same corps, and when I was commanding this corps, a similar problem was there in the Doklam Plateau area. So whether it is Doklam Plateau, Chumar, Demchok, Arunachal Pradesh, the Chinese would continue to raise periodically one issue or the other all along the Sino-Indian border to keep a factor of instability alive almost all the way through. And this problem of Doklam has been in existence for the past 10 years. Time and again, the Chinese soldiers kept sending patrols in the past, which were always contested by both Bhutan as well as India. As you are aware, that India and Bhutan have a tremendous understanding amongst each other, and they follow a uniform policy. But when you see this entire game plan in consultation with the failure of the boundary talks, the 19th round of boundary talks, as well as on the Bhutanese side,
right,
I think the 21st or 22nd round of boundary talks, it indicates a pattern.
So you're saying there's a pattern of instability here that they're trying to create, that this is all working according to a game plan. Ambassador Puri, what is your take on this? And are you surprised by the sharpness of the language today? It was actually even interesting that, you know, apart from the regular foreign ministry briefing, you had the defense ministry also coming out to speak today and attacking General Rawat for his comments, you know, reminding India about 1962. These are pretty sharp words that I have to say I haven't seen in some years.
Nidhi, I think the general officer, his point about this being part of a pattern is certainly correct. But I think your question partly also is that why the escalation at this point of time? Why exactly now? And I think that may have something to do with the Prime Minister's visit to the United States. It may have something to do with the kind of language which is there in the joint statement. I can only speculate, but I do agree that the exchanges have been quite sharp, and I think both sides will soon discover the merit and the virtue of reverting back to normal diplomatic language. I think we need to exercise restraint. It is a not a very easy situation. The facts are already in the public domain. This was a situation where the Chinese, as per a certain established pattern, sent construction workers, and these are really soldiers from the PLA, into Bhutan, into what is an undemarcated, disputed territory in Bhutan. This is very close to us. It is of sensitive strategic value to us. And I think thereafter a certain chain of events took place. But I think we've come to a point where this needs to be dealt with maturity. I think we need to talk to each other and we need to bring tempers down. And certainly the decibel level and the kind of formulations that are being used, I think, are unnecessary. I have no doubt that the Chinese also see some virtue in this. But I think we are in for a phase of hardball, real politic with the Chinese. And this may have something to do with situation not only here, but also the Chinese flexing their muscles in the South China Seas,
yeah.
Their aggressive behavior with other smaller neighbors, and what's happening in Afghanistan, etc. So it's part of a larger picture, but I think we should be concerned with the here and now and the escalation that has taken place in Bhutan.
You know, as you said, it's something that requires a mature response. And Ajay, until now we have had no comment from the government of India on this, not even today where there was a scheduled press briefing, no questions were taken on this. I suspect it could be that they are trying to find a back channel way to deal with this. What do you think?
No.
You don't think so?
The actual truth of the matter is that when you have an incident like this, the side that comes off second best does all the talking. The side that is sitting on a pig's back just sits there silently. This is part of a pattern over the last 2 years of escalated and more aggressive Indian response to Chinese patrols. With this government, there has been a sort of emboldening of the military. And now Chinese PLA patrols and border guard patrols that do come and sort of get into contact with Indian patrols are finding that they are coming off second best. As a result of
which...
So
it's interesting, you're saying it's a deliberate silence.
The Indian silence is completely deliberate. It's a silence of the winner. In all these patrol clashes, the Chinese are coming off second best. And now there's a sort of sense of moral ascendancy amongst the troops on the line
of
control. But as the previous speakers have said, this is part of a Chinese pattern. They have still not given up the pattern. When they want an area, they'll first send in graziers with their herds of yaks. Then they'll send in some troops to build bunkers there. Then they'll build a road to that place. And then de facto, that becomes a part of their territory. Now, India's not going to allow this to happen in the Tri-Junction area for the reason that you put out in your video story, that it's too close to the Chicken's Neck area, that Siliguri corridor, as it's called. It's just 100 kilometers as the crow flies. It's very difficult terrain, and the Chinese are not going to get there in a hurry, that's for sure. But for sure, India is going to play hardball here. It is already playing hardball, and the Chinese are doing all the talking.
Jaydev Ranade, do you agree with Ajay there? Interesting. It's the silence of a winner. Do you think India has the upper hand in this standoff?
Well, I would not go so far as to say upper hand. The game still has to play itself out. But I would like to make two points here. One is, I think that we have reacted with maturity. The silence, partially I agree with Ajay, that the silence indicates, one, on our side, a confidence of our position, and secondly, that a desire not to escalate, which we are transmitting. But here, the second point I'd like to make is that despite our efforts to de-escalate and defuse the situation, including through two border flag meetings, which didn't yield any result, we still, I think, would be looking for a point of contact on the Chinese side to try and fathom exactly what's going on and why it should not be controlled. But let me also mention here that the Chinese President Xi Jinping is heading in for the 19th Party Congress, which, from what I understand, is going to be held at the end of October this year. Now, when he goes in there, he cannot afford to appear to be weak, and therefore, whatever happens will have to be, discrete contacts before some settlement is reached. Because he too has, from what I gather, what I see, there are some indications of opposition to him, and he might not be able to push through his entire agenda.
Well,
so I think all these factors are coming into play here, which is why I would hesitate to say that it's the silence of the winner, but certainly it indicates a confidence on our part.
At some point, though, General Kapoor, we would have to find a way to de-escalate the standoff, as Ambassador Puri was saying as well, you know, whatever may be playing out. How do you think that will happen now? I mean, we have a multitude of problems with them at the moment, on terrorism, on Pakistan, on so many other issues. How do we de-escalate, though, right now?
Right now, the only method of de-escalation is that the Chinese need to take a very considered view on the Doklam Plateau and cut down their frequency of patrolling in that area, because that is specifically the Bhutanese territory. And if I may also point out, strategically, there is an attempt by the Chinese to create a difference between India and Bhutan, because we have a tremendous strategic convergence of views, and as far as the Chinese territory is concerned in that area, and both India and Bhutan follow a very synchronized and straightforward policy. So when you create this kind of a problem in the Bhutanese territory, there is an attempt to create a degree of strategic divergence which needs to be resisted.
Well, Ambassador Puri, your quick last thoughts on this. Ajay doesn't seem to think that India's doing anything right now, that there's a strategic silence that is being maintained. But as a diplomat, do you think that the MEA would be a little worried at what's going on right now?
No, I wouldn't suggest that the MEA is worried. But, you know, my friend Jaidev Ranade and Ajay, they both come from different professions. I mean, Ajay has served in uniform. Jaidev, as you know, is a professional of another kind. I am a poor, trained, old world, dyed diplomat. And I always look at escalating tensions from the point of view of preventive diplomacy, which is not to suggest that I'm not in favor of what the general officer was saying. I think the only way to solve the problem really is for the Chinese to withdraw those construction workers, stop the construction of the road and take the PLA back. But on the other hand, I don't think this is a debate which is going to be won over NDTV prime time with the very efficient Nidhi Razdan. I think this requires some effective back channel. But
yeah,
I think we are taking the right positions, and I think MEA, like the rest of the government, is talking with confidence when they talk, and if they choose not to talk, that's also a calibrated decision.
All right, Ajay, last word then. Where do we go from here? Because, like I said, it's a multifaceted problem with the Chinese right
now. Well, I think the ball is very much in the Chinese court. They need to understand that their aggression on the line of actual control, their insistence on patrolling areas that are known, that they have only very tentative claims and tenuous claims over, is causing problems. And this tri-junction claim is just one of them. There are other areas as well. I think if both sides agree to a problem of de-escalated patrolling and of a lesser frequency of patrols, you could have a way out.
All right. Well, interesting days ahead then. Thank you very much to all of you for joining us in what is one of the biggest stories today, one of the bigger headlines, the Chinese not letting up in their attack on India, at least verbally for now. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow, the big day as GST gets ready to kick in. We will be live tomorrow night as well. Do join us then.